This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
$10,000 pyramid, who knows? Maybe Sonny Smith knows about that. He can help us out here. Yeah. He joins us on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Former coach of the Auburn Tigers, now part of their radio broadcast. Coach, thanks so much for joining us today. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Great to hear from you again, Sonny. Got a chance to listen to the game last night right here on our radio station. Auburn loses by 29 at South Carolina. First of all, your thoughts on that game?
Well, my thoughts would be that South Carolina is the second-best team in this league. And also, I think you played them at South Carolina, they might be the first-best team in this league. But they're out there really good. They're solid defensively. I mean, really solid. The best defense that we have faced this year, I thought Oklahoma was the only one that come close from a standpoint of team defense. And they shot the ball. They don't always shoot the ball. They've been averaging less than six 3-point shots during the out of league. But once they got into the league, they're making six. They made 10 last night. So if they shoot the ball that well, they could beat anybody in Columbia.
On the other side of things, Sonny, now Auburn with that loss, 13-7, 3-5 in the league. At this point of the season and at this point in Bruce Pearl's tenure, what are your thoughts on the Auburn program right now?
Well, I think they're right on schedule. They're playing four freshmen, sometimes five on the floor at the same time. Mm-hmm. And that's a very difficult thing to do. The most difficult thing that I found for these freshmen was adjusting to officiating. It's so much different than high school. And also the officiating this year in college has been different because of all the emphasis on certain types of calls, walking, putting your hands on them, verticality, all that type of thing. Now, they've had a tough time adjusting to that, but they're a very talented freshman team. They're sitting on a very solid recruiting year coming in. So I would say this program is right on schedule to get much better. It really is.
Coach, what is the biggest adjustment from high school to college in terms of officiating?
The physicality of the game. It's a little bit different. And now they've put it should affect the physicality of the game, but it really hasn't. They put the emphasis on not using your hands on defense. Mm-hmm. And the teams that are bigger, stronger, that can use the hips, the body, bump them off of you, are the teams that are paying dividends for them. And the freshmen are a little bit on the frail side, not used to how much pushing and banging that goes on, and playing above the rim. You know, when you play in a high school game, you may have two or three guys playing above the rim, and you got 9 or 10 guys playing above the rim. And and when they substitute, sometimes they got guys off the bench that play above the rim. So it's a total different game. And the 3-point shot's basically the same, but the defense on the 3-point shot is really different.
Sonny Smith is with us, former Auburn coach. Let me ask you about a couple of specific freshmen and your thoughts on them. Right now, to be honest, Austin Wiley should be in Algebra 2 in high school right now, in an Algebra 2 class. Had a double-double last night, was dynamic against Alabama. Your thoughts on the ceiling on somebody like him, Coach?
Well, he hasn't played as well as everybody expected right off, and the reason for that, he's always been in foul trouble. He can adjust to the officiating the way they call it, and he puts his hands on people, and he ends up with fouls on the verticality thing, or the cylinder thing, I think they're calling it now. He would lean forward with his hands would not be vertical, and he'd get in foul trouble there, so he had to stay on the bench a lot. And the last two games, he's adjusted to the officials real well. But I will say this, he's the most guarded inside player that I've ever seen. They'd run and double team him every time he touches the ball, and a lot of that's got to do with his reputation coming in was so strong, you know. And they try to take him out of the game immediately. There were times the other night when two guys would double him and the guard would be digging down from the wing. And it really made it tough for him, but he's been really working through these things, and he's really going to be good.
Coach, speaking of fouls, we've asked several basketball experts about this. Would you like to see the college game go to six fouls?
No question. Without a doubt.
Well, it seems like everybody we ask...
People pay a lot of money to come to a game.
Yeah.
And when they come to a game, they want to see the best players play.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to keep them on the floor as much as you can. So that would be one big reason for doing it. The other is, I think with six fouls, you could a team that doesn't have depth, for instance, they can have a tremendous starting five, but they can't play because they get in foul trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say they don't have a bench. Well, it kind of takes a lot away from a team that doesn't have depth. And you go through the SEC, the teams that are struggling down near the bottom generally will be teams that don't have a lot of depth.
And, you know,
the teams that are up at the top have a great amount of depth. And that's kind of the way that works. That's two things for having six fouls, in my opinion.
And when we ask people these like I said, we've asked several people with that are very knowledgeable in college basketball, and their answers are all about the same. I guess my follow-up,
you know,
do you think this is ever going to happen?
One thing's going to happen, fellas, it's going to make the game longer.
Yeah.
You know, because there's going to be a lot of dead ball shooting taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That is.
That could be a factor for a lot of people. Has it been more negative or positive on the people asking you? You're asking.
Everybody wants
mostly
it.
Mostly positive. They
sure
want it.
Yeah, they
sure
want it.
Yeah, I want it too.
Yeah. I'm all, you know, wish they'd have had that back in my day, Coach, when I was playing YMCA ball. I wouldn't have fouled out as much.
I'd be afraid to get in a YMCA game that had six fouls or seven.
Sonny, I want to ask you about this, about the overall development of the Southeastern Conference. Is it right on schedule? I mean, is it where it needs to be in terms of talent and competition in the SEC?
You saying is Auburn? Is that, are you saying Auburn, Barry?
I'm talking about the SEC as a whole. Personal thought is that it should be, quite frankly, the quality of play should be better than it is.
Oh, I think so, too. Compared to the power conferences, we're behind. And to answer why, I can't say. I don't know. But I will say this. The reason we're going to stay a little bit behind is because they now say the strength of schedule is the only way you can get to the NCAA. Well, let's say that you're a team like South Carolina a year ago won 20-some games and didn't go. Because they said their strength of schedule is not good. So everybody in the league's schedule really strong, really strong. And now they're not winning as many games because they're playing all these teams out of league that are really good. So that put the league behind again, in my opinion, because of strength of schedule. So it's going to be hard for them to get, say, more than three in again this year. Now, I'm hoping for four or five, but I don't see that right now. You go down through there and you name who you think's going to go right now, and you'll probably come up with three, too, also, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Coach, another thing in my craw, not only with the sixth foul deal, is, you know, we hear about we got to get more fan interest in the game. We got to get more talk about the game overall. We all know we're in a football-crazy area, but certainly basketball needs some more attention. My problem is tonight, for example, there are two SEC games that tip off at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Now, I know TV has a lot to do with it, but how in the world do they expect people on a Wednesday night to come to a game at 9 o'clock? If you're in Athens, Georgia, where Alabama and Georgia will play tonight, or if you're a Florida fan and you want to watch them play LSU and it tips at 9 o'clock Gainesville time. To me, that's a problem.
If they're during the week games, not on weekends, it definitely affects them badly. It affects them from the standpoint of the crowds getting there. It also affects them from staying up late and watching a game going off after 11 o'clock. And if you're a Georgia fan playing over here in Central Time Zone, you add another hour to that. If you're traveling, you're getting back home in the middle of the night. So those type of things cut down on the crowds a great deal. Also, I see games being played starting at 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock now. Sometimes that affects the students also, and you got to really count on your students to make your crowd what they need to be.
That's a great point as well, Sonny. As always, I wish we had enough time, had more time to visit with you. We always enjoy your work here on the Auburn Sports Network here on Sports Radio 740, and we hope to get a chance to visit with you again soon.
Well, thank you, fellas. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it very much.
Yes, sir. Coach Joy on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. That's Sonny Smith.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, love that guy.
By the way, some breaking news before we go to break. We'll talk about it on the other side in our final segment. According to the Associated Press, Brent Musburger is calling it.